Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom line, the very last line. So says the Mishnah, and we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah different things that if a person says it's considered Derech Minus, Derech Chitzoinus, so on that Derech Chitzoinim. So on that note, the Mishnah picks up now and says that Ha'omer Yivarecha Tovim. If a person says, he says that the good ones, the tzaddikim, they should bless you, Hashem. Harezu derech aminus. That's derech aminus, that all we care about is the tzaddikim. Avada, Hashem wants to be blessed by the rishayim as well. They have to do tshuva, but Hashem also wants to be blessed by them. So if a person says yivarech tovim, so it's considered derech aminus. Al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha. If a person says, Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, like we find by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that a person is supposed to shoo away the mother bird before he takes the eggs, so that the mother doesn't have to watch the person take away its children. So if a person says, Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, and Rashi says, he says it derech tefillah. He says it as a tefillah, Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, you should have mercy on us as well. If a person says such a tefillah, or he says, Val toy vizachir shemecha, that Hashem, you should be remembered for the good things that you do, symbolizing that not the bad things. Or he says, Maidim, Maidim, we'll see in the Gemara, symbolizing the fact that Kilu, maybe there are two Rabbeinu Shalom's. So in any of these cases, Meshat Kinoisai, we silence him, we tell him to stop. Hamechane ba'arayos, if a person, he makes up shatim of the parish of Arayos in the Torah, we'll see in the Gemara, that he says that when the Torah discusses Gili Arayos, it's not really talking about Gili Arayos, it's rather, it means not to say Lashon Hara about your family, not to reveal something disgraceful about them. Again, we'll see that in the Gemara, but he's mechane ba'arayos, he gives a different pshat. So also, meshat kinoisai, we silence him. And similarly, ha'aymer umizaracha leisitin lahaver la'maylech, a person who gives a different pshan in that which the pasuk says, that you're not supposed to give your child over to the maylech, which was an avodah zarah, that they used to offer their child to this avodah zarah, they would make a human sacrifice out of their child. The Torah says you're not allowed to do that. And this person comes and he says, nah, that's not what the pasuk's talking about. What the pasuk means to say is leitita in liyibara barim yusa. Not to impregnate a gayish lady, which again the Gemara will speak about. A person who says that that's what the pasuk is referring to. So then, mishat kenoisei benezifa. Not just do we silence him, but we silence him with a nezifa, with a real yelling. Because here, not just is he saying the wrong pshat, is he making a pshatim in the Torah, but he's actually changing a halacha. He's saying that the halacha is going to be, if a person's bayal anachris, that he's going to be chayiv kares, and if there's hasra, there's going to be misas bezdin, shayge gechatos, and that's not really the halacha. So therefore, we're mishat kenoisei benezifa. So the Gemara says now that bishlam amayde maydim, I understand why Maidim Maidim or Meshat Kenoisoi the Mechzik Eshtei Reshuyais. If a person gets up and he's the Chazan, let's say, and he says Maidim Anachnu Lach, and then he says it again right away, Maidim Anachnu Lach, he says Maidim Maidim two times in a row like that, so then, yeah, he's giving off the appearance, Kilu is saying thank you to two different beings, and that's a problem. That makes sense. Val toiv yizachir shemecha nami. That also makes sense. Why it's problematic to say that Hashem, you should be remembered for the good things that you do, because it has the mashmais, the mashma al toivin v'al ra'aloi, that Hashem, you should only be remembered for the things that are perceived as good, and not for the things that are perceived as bad. And that's not the halacha. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah that chayv adam levarich al ra k'shem shemavarich al toivo. A person is supposed to remember Hashem and thank Hashem and give Hashem a bracha, both when something good happens, and even when chas v'shalom, something bad happens. So that makes sense why we're mershat k'noisai if a person says, al toiv yizachir shemecha. However, says the Gemara, al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha maitaimu. What's wrong with this tefillah? If a person says to Hashem, you have mercy on the birds, and like Rashi says, have mercy on us too, what's wrong with such a tefillah? So says the Gemara that pligi batrei amarai v'marava. There were two amarayim in Eretz Yisrael that argued as to the reason for this Mishnah. The reason for this halacha that a person should not daven in such a way and say, al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. So now the two Amoraim that argued about the Pshat are Rabbi Yossi bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. We all know who said which Pshat, but they argued as to what the Pshat is. Chad Amar, one of them said, Bibnei Shematil Kino b'maisa Bereshis, because you're going to cause jealousy amongst the animal kingdom. It's only birds and even only kosher birds that have this halach of Shiluach HaKan. And therefore, if you mention it, so it's going to cause jealousy, so better not to mention it. So that's why you shouldn't mention Al Kan Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha, simply because it's going to cause jealousy amongst the other animals. V'chad Amar, whereas the other one said that no, the reason why you're not supposed to mention it is much more fundamental, it's Mivnei Sha'isa Midaishav Shalakadish Baruch Rachamim. You're making it as if you understand the reason for the mitzvah, that Hashem is a merciful one, and because he has so much Rachamim, so that's why he says to do this mitzvah. V'ein an Elixeris, when that's not the case, we don't understand the reasons of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that we have, we do them because it's a gzeira from Hashem, gzeiras akosav. Hashem said to do it, so we do it, and that's it. But the person who says, Alkan Sipri Yagi Rachamecha, is making it as if he actually, like, understands the reason for the mitzvah. So now the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, the way he explains this machlekes, is that the first man, the Amar Hel, that you are allowed to darsh in time of the Kra, or time of the mitzvahs. You're supposed to understand the reasons for mitzvahs and try to take a lesson from it. And that's the way the Rambam understands this machlekes. It's a machlekes whether or not you're supposed to try to understand the reasons for mitzvahs. And the Rambam paskins, like the first man, the Amar, that you are allowed to. And hence we have a large section of Meir Nevuchim and a large section of Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs or Sefer HaChinuch where we discuss the Sharshia Mitzvahs, the Tamia Mitzvahs. We have all these different Svarim that discuss these things, says the Rambam, because we paskin like the first man Damar, who didn't have a problem with darshaning the time of the mitzvah. His only issue was the fact that you're going to cause jealousy amongst the animals. So we paskin like that man Damar, and you are allowed to try to understand or at least take a lesson from a mitzvah. But that's the machlekes why it's a problem. Al kapanim, it's definitely a problem to say this tefillah of Al Kan Sipur Yagi Rachamecha. Says the Gemara, a story regarding this halacha, that Ahu Denachas Kamei de Rabba, there was once somebody who went down, he was the chazan, in front of Rabba, and Amar, and he said to Hashem during his tefillah, he said as follows, he said, Ata Chasta Al Kan Sipur, you have so much mercy on the tzipur, Ata chus v'rachim aleinu, so you should also have mercy on us. So Amar Rabba, when he heard the chazan say this tefillah, so Rabba publicly commented and he said, Kama yoda hay mirabbanan l'ratzu yelamare. Wow, what an unbelievable tefillah. He complimented him. He said, look at this Rav, he knows l'ratzu yelamare, he knows how to appease his master. It was such a nice tefillah. So Amar le Abaye, who was a Talmud, and a Ben Bayis by Rabba, by his uncle Rabba. So Abaye says to Rabba, he says, V'ha mishatkin oisei tenan. He says, how could you say that this was such a beautiful tefillah? Isn't it a mefirsh mishnah? That if a person says, Al kan sipri agiu rachamecha, and like Rashi said, he says it as a tefillah, like this, mamish, the way this person just did it. So the halacha is that we're mishatkin oisei. We silence him. It's obviously not a nice tefillah. So says the Gemara, V'rabba l'chadude l'abaye hu debaye. Avada Rabba knew that this was not a proper tefillah. He knew the halacha, it's a mefirsha mishnah, that mishatkin oisei. But Rabba, he said this praise of the chazan because he wanted to sharpen Abaye, he wanted to test him to see, I guess, if he knew the mishnah, or maybe if he was paying attention, maybe if he would speak up. But he wanted to do some sort of test on Abaye, and it seems like Abaye passed the test, and he said to Rabba that no, this was actually not a proper tefillah. Says the Gemara, Ahu Denachas Kamei de Rabbi Chanina. There was once a chazan who he went down in front of Rabbi Chanina to be the chazan. And Amar, and when he was the chazan, he said the following. He said, Hakel, Agadol, Agibur, Va'anayro, and he added all these different adjectives. Ha'adir, Va'chazak, Va'amitz. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Chanina said to this chazan, Siamtinu l'shivchei demarach, have you finished all the praises of your master? Are there any more, or you're done? This is all the praises you have for Hashem? Meaning, what he was saying to him was as follows, that hashta hani tlasa, even these three, akel agadol agibur, akel agadol agibur v'anayra, even these three, ilav dechazvinu maisha be'araisa, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these three in the Torah, V'asu Knesses HaGadayla v'saknenu, and then the Anshe Knesses HaGadayla, they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah, and they went ahead and they were misaking that all of Klal Yisrael should have this as a nusach of tefillah. Anan le'aminun luhu. We would never have said it. It took Moshe Rabbeinu to say it in the Torah for the Anshe Knesses HaGadayla to feel comfortable enough to be misaking it, and it's only because the Anshe Knesses HaGadayla were misaking it that's why we feel comfortable saying it in tefillah. But otherwise, we would never anan le'aminun luhu. We would never say it. We would never start praising Hashem, because once you start, you're digging yourself into a pit. Because then when do you stop? If you stop, whatever point you stop, so it's going to look almost as if, oh, and there's nothing more to say. And Avada Hashem is Ein Saif. There's no end to this, to this Rachem. Va'ad Amr Kuli Hai. So says Rabbi Chanina to this Chazun, and you're saying all these different adjectives, all these different praises. Ad Kan, you're done. That's it. You finished all. Siyamta L'Shivchei Demarach. You finished the praises of your master. Says Rabbi Chanina, Mashallah Adam, it's comparable to a person, Shahayu Lai Elef Alfe Elafim Dinrei Zav. He had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of golden dinarim. Vahayu Mekalsin Aisai Dinrei Kasef. And when they were praising this person, they were praising him that he has all of this silver. Loi Ganai Hu Loi. Isn't that a Ganai? When you're talking about a person that has all this gold, you might be saying very nice praises. Praises is all relative. If you're praising him with silver when he really has gold, so then that's not a very nice praise. And the same thing applies to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To add all these different praises, when you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it might sound nice to you, but to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Saif, so then there's Ein Saif, and you can't start, because then you can't stop. And therefore, we only say the three that Anshe Knesses HaGadol or Misakim based off of Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and Zehu, we don't add any more praises. Says the Gemara now, another member from Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. That everything is in the hands of Hashem, exactly what's going to happen in a person's life. He's going to be tall, short, dark, light, smart, not smart, all the different things about a person, rich or poor, everything is bidei Hashem. Everything is bidei shamayim. The one exception is chutz miyira shamayim. The one exception is yira shamayim. That's totally on a person himself. He decides how much yira shamayim he's going to have. That depends on his own efforts. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Va'ata Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, he says, Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimcha. What does Hashem ask from you already? There's only one thing Hashem asks from you. That's your job to do, and that He doesn't control, Kav Yochel, and that's Kiyam L'Yira, and that's Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim, that's Keman in our hands. That's our job to be Mishtadel and to put in the Mishtadels to acquire Yir Shamayim. That's the only thing that's up to us. Everything is Bidei Shamayim. Michl says. Now, Agav, the Gemara just has a cash on the Pasuk. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, like, Nu, come on already. What does Hashem ask from you? All He wants is Yir Shamayim. So ask the Gemara, Michlal de Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. It's Mashma from Moshe Rabbeinu's Lashon that Yir Shamayim is something that's like easy. It's something that's small. And therefore, Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you already? All He wants is a little bit of Yira. What? Yira is so little? She says, the Gemara in, yeah, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi. That by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yira Shemayim was taka something small. And so it's a Mashal La'adam Shemavakshin Emenu Kli Gadol. You could compare this conversation to a person, if you ask him for a big Kli V'yeshle and he has it. You ask a person for something that's a huge, you ask him for his car, let's say, but he has a car, so then he has it. Daimel Lefka Kli Katan. It's like it's nothing. But Katan Ve'in Lai. You could ask him for a hairbrush, but if he doesn't have a hairbrush, Daimel Lefka Kli Gadol. It's going to be like a Kli Gadol. He doesn't have it. So too, Yir Shamayim might be Be'etzem something that's humongous. It might be a big Kli. But being the Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu who had Yir Shamayim, so Yir Shamayim was like something small, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael, he says it's nothing big, because to Moshe Rabbeinu it was something small. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's nothing big, it's just Yir Shamayim, it's something very small. Now the kasha that the Mefarshim ask is that, very nice to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was something that was small, but he's talking to Klal Yisrael, so that's a kasha that the Mefarshim deal with. If you're talking to Klal Yisrael, for them it is something that's difficult, so it's not nice, it's not right to call it that it's something small, just because to you it's something that's small, so that's a question that the Mefarshim deal with. Amr Bizera, Ha'aymer Shema Shema, Ka'aymer Maidim Maidim. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person says Maidim Maidim, so we're Mishatkin Isai, we silence him. Says Rabbi Zera that the same applies to a person who, when he's saying Kriya Shema, he says Shema, and then he repeats the word again, and he says, or we'll see, and he repeats Shema again, and he says it two times in a row. That also gives off the appearance, Kiyu, there's Chas Roshalom, two Roshuyais. So says the Gemara Meisvei, I ask you a kasha from a Braisa, that it's not true that Shema Shema were Meshatkin Isai. It's not true that Shema Shema is like Maidim Maidim. The Braisa says like this. The Braisa says, Akairiya Shema Ukaifla, if a person reads Kriya Shema and he repeats it, he repeats himself, Hareze Meguna. It's considered something that's Meguna, it's disgusting. So it says it's Meguna, ooh, Meguna hu dahave. All the Braisa says is that it's disgusting. But that's not as stark a lashon as Meshatkin Isai, Shatuke loy Meshatkin Isai. It's Mashmah, we don't silence him. We just consider what he did, something disgusting. But it's not something that we silence him for. So says the Gemara Leikasha, Hada Amar Milsa Milsa Utanila. The Braisa which says that it's considered Meguna, we don't silence him, but it's considered Meguna, that's if he repeats each word. If he says Shema, and then he says again Shema, or Yisrael, Yisrael, if he repeats each word right after each other, so that's when we consider it Meguna. And Rabbi Zera, when he said Meshatkin Isai, that's the Amar Psuka Psuka Vitanila, that's if you say the whole pasuk. You say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then right away he repeats it, and again he says Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's already where it's Mechzi Kishtei Rishuyais Chas V'Shalom, that's where it's a problem. But if you just repeat the word, so then that's just considered Meguna, which Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. He says it's true about any word of davening. He says that Chazanim sometimes might like to repeat words in davening because it fits better with the song. Rav Moshe says, based off of this Gemara, that that's considered something that's Meguna, that we don't, it's not good for a Chazan to repeat words just because it makes it fit better with the tune. He says that's considered something that's Meguna. Says the Gemara now, Amarli Rapapa L'Rava. Rapapa asked Rava, V'dilma mei kara lo kivein daite, v'hashta kivein daite. What's wrong with repeating himself? Maybe at first he didn't have kavana, he realized he didn't have kavana, and that's why he's repeating himself. So what's wrong with repeating yourself? So Amar Lei, so Rava said back to Rapapa, that's exactly what's wrong. Chavruse klape shmaya. What, you think Hashem's your friend? He's your chavruse, he's your friend, and you could just space out? Iloi michave daite mechino le ba'arzafta. Dinapcha. If he's not paying attention, so we should hit him with a blacksmith's hammer. Adam michave daite until he pays attention. That's not a heter because he wasn't paying attention. Hagufa, you're supposed to be paying attention. You don't just talk to Hashem like he's your friend. Hashem's Hashem, so you have to be paying attention. The Mishnah said a machanu ba'arayos mishatkin isai. That one who says a different pshat in the arayos, he says it's lav dafka, and he says it's really just, you know, a remez to a different halacha, a different idea, so then we're mishatkin isai. So explains the Gemara, what exactly does he say about the parasha of the arayos? Tanu Rav Yosef, klein aviv u klein imai. He says when the Torah says not to be megala, ervas aviv or ervas imai, what it means is not to reveal something disgraceful about your father, and not to reveal something that's disgraceful about your mother, but it's not literally talking about being mizana. We mentioned in the Mishnah also a person who makes up a different pshat in the Isra of giving a person's child over to the Melech, so him also were Mishatkin Isai. Says the Gemara, what exactly does he say? Tanid Vera Bishmal, Bisrol Habal Akusis, Vaholid Mimenu Ben Lavadazara Hakasamedaver. He says that the Pasuk's referring to a Yisrael who lives with the Kusis and has a child that they raise for Avadazara. That's what the Pasuk's talking about. In such a case where he deviates from the actual pshat of the pasuk, so then also we're Meshatkin Isai, in this case Meshatkin Isai ben Izifa, but all the same idea that we're Meshatkin Isai for making up these different pshatim in the Torah and really making it that it's lav dafka.